morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in the world, and welcome to another great episode of Interop Radio. I'm your host, Kurt Franklin, and we do have a great episode lined up for you today. We're going to be talking to Prashant Gandhi about working on networks that are really, really big. How big? Well, think about the kind of network and infrastructure that the major banks use. Think about the kinds of networks and infrastructures that Facebook or Google or the other really big network users have to manage and deploy. Well, that's the kind of thing we're going to be talking about. Before we get to that interview, an interview, by the way, that I recorded in a conversation yesterday with Prashant, I want to remind everyone that Interop Radio is the online audio piece of the entire Interop community. Interop, connecting the IT community, will happen face-to-face from April 27th through May 1st, 2015, at the beautiful Mandalay Bay Convention Center in glamorous Las Vegas, Nevada. We would really like for you to be there, and trust me, if you want to know more about what's happening in the world of networking and IT, you need to be there. Now, you can get more information and register by going to www.interop.com, and if you want a discount on your registration, you can click the link that is in the show description here for the show. So if you're listening to this in a podcast version, that is superb, but we hope you'll come back to Blog Talk Radio, where the show streams live and is available on demand. Click on that link. You'll save some money on your registration for Interop Las Vegas. Well, with that, it's time to get started for the interview. This is Prashant Gandhi of Big Switch Networks. We're talking about really, really big networks. I'm here today with Prashant Gandhi, who is the leader of Product Management Strategy and Technology Alliances for Big Switch. Now, the reason that we're thrilled to have Prashant here is that Big Switch is one of the participants in InteropNet. That's the giant production network that will power the Interop trade show and conference. So we're thrilled to have him with us. Prashant, welcome to Interop Radio.
Thank you so much, Kurt. I'm very excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. Now, I want to start, when you look at what Big Switch is doing in InteropNet, can you tell us real quickly what you're doing for InteropNet? What role do you play there?
Yeah, absolutely. We are able to offer two solutions as part of the Interop demonstration. Both are based on SDN technologies and also open networking switches, whether you call them white box switches that come without any software or bright box switches, branded white box switches, the term that Gartner defined very recently. And so leveraging, software running on these open networking switches, we are demonstrating two solutions as part of this. One is to enable monitoring of that gigantic infrastructure at Interop, where one would be able to provide the monitoring pipe using the BigTap monitoring fabric to a variety of tools, whether they be security tools, performance measurement tools, troubleshooting tools. So that's one solution that is being included as part of this demonstration. The second is the Big Cloud Fabric, which essentially shows how leveraging SDN and these open networking white box and bright box switches, you can build an open stack-based cloud. The cloud can be for private enterprise use, such as a private cloud, or for public cloud infrastructures. and showing that you can do this in a very automated way, in a very economic way, using a lot of open source technologies and open technologies. One can build a private cloud using OpenStack. So those are two SDN solutions that BigSwitch is participating in as part of the Interop lab.
Okay, now you mentioned two things, and I'd like to take a little time and get a bit deeper into both of them. One of them comes about when we talk about what you do when you're monitoring a really big network. And I guess my first question there is, aside from just the sheer number of monitoring points, are there any real differences between what you have to do to monitor a very large network? In some of your company's promotional material, you refer to it as hyperscale, and in monitoring a more modest network, say the one that a mid-size enterprise might use, are there differences besides the sheer number?
Yeah, absolutely. There are several differences, right? One is the scale. The second is the way hyperscale folks procure the infrastructure and build the solutions for them, which is leveraging their own software teams. So what BigSwitch is doing is leveraging the principles of hyperscale networking designs and the benefits that these organizations are achieving, which is, you know, fast velocity, agility, simplification, you know, economics, and bringing it to normal scale data centers. So our really approach is, how do we leverage hyperscale designs for normal scale data centers? And so the BigTap monitoring fabric, for example, leverages the design principles that hyperscale organizations have deployed and bring it to, you know, mid-sized enterprises, large enterprises, service provider customers, so that they can also get the agility, the scale, the simplicity and economics benefit without really investing in large software teams and without having a large-scale environment. You know, it's fine to have a normal-scale data center environment.
Okay. When you talk about leveraging some of the design principles, that sounds really good. But can you give me an example of what you mean? What are some of the, or what is one of the hyperscale design principles that you might be able to leverage when you bring it down to a more modestly sized network or data center?
Right. So the principles are very fairly well known. One is leveraging switches that are open so that you can bring third-party software and deploy it on these switches. So we call it hardware-software disaggregation. Typically today, if you look at the way traditional networking works, whether it's monitoring or traditional switching and routing, the hardware, the software, in many cases the ASIC on these hardware boxes, they all come tightly coupled together from the same vendor. And this has allowed the whole environment to be very complex, very expensive, very brittle. And so the approach that hyperscale guys took was to say, we will get the software like everyone does for servers, so networking hardware that comes without any software, and then implement software on top of it. And so that's one principle we are bringing, open hardware through hardware-software disaggregation. The second important principle is really building the software using software-defined networking, leveraging a controller, external controller, to be able to manage a large number of switches in a fabric formation. Typically, if you look at traditional networking, whether it's in monitoring or traditional switching and routing, it is really box-by-box networking. So each box, you have to manage it separately, provision it separately, troubleshoot, configure separately. And that has brought on a lot of complexity and challenges. And so so by having a controller-based architecture to manage variety of boxes and control these variety of boxes, we are able to bring down the operational complexity significantly to an extent where the same staff in a traditional normal scale data center, enterprises and service provider customers, are able to manage a lot more infrastructure, you know, and therefore bring a tremendous amount of efficiency from operational perspective.
When you're talking about the, you know, I hear a lot of people talk about complexity, and especially when you start getting into software-defined networking, complexity is one of those words that comes up early and often. So I suppose one of my questions is, are you able, are you at a point where we can start making things simpler for the people who are implementing and designing networks that are based on SDN technologies, products, and principles? Or is all of the simplicity still aimed out at the user, and it's the architects, engineers, and administrators who have to pick up the slack through much greater complexity in what they're doing?
Yeah, and that's a fantastic question. You know, if we look at an automobile, right, under the hood, there is a tremendous amount of complexity. But when you're sitting in the driver's seat, you know, it is a amazingly simple experience. Networking, unfortunately, you know, the driver has to know everything that's going under the hood. And that's the challenge that we have, which has led to tremendous complexity. The second aspect is that because of a distributed nature of these devices on a box-by-box environment, network at the end of the day is a, you know, connected set of devices. But the way we operate it is totally disconnected. You know, each box is operated separately, which is completely counterintuitive to its to the function of the network. And so if one is able to, you know, remove these and offer an architecture where the complexity is, you know, is handled by a machine, and the user is simply interacting with the console, where it is, you know, like a driver driving a car, everything else is taken care of underneath it. I think that's the principle we are following. And by having SDN architecture and a controller that is external to the devices, one is able to have a broader view. And so one example is, you know, in Big Switch's Big Cloud Fabric, there is no complex protocol running in the fabric. There is no, you know, complex routing protocol that anyone has to do with, no complex, you know, switching protocol like spanning tree, which has been, you know, a bear to manage. So none of this, so all of this complexity is sucked away so that the user, you know, gets an infrastructure that is much easier to manage.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the ease of management and all of the other non-complexities that are possible here. But before we do, we want to remind everyone that InterOp Radio is the online audio component of InterOp Las Vegas. InterOp Connecting the IT Community will take place from April 27th through May 1st, 2015, at the lovely Mandalay Bay Convention Center in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, for more information and to register, please go to www.interop.com. And in order to get a discount on your registration, just look at the description of this radio show here at Blog Talk Radio. There's a link there that offers you a discount on your ticket. Be sure to click that, save some money, and meet us in Las Vegas. Well, now we're back with Prashant Gandhi, and we're talking about complexity and especially complexity as it applies to these very large networks. Now, Prashant, you've been talking about what you're able to do with software-defined networking and software-defined networks. One of the questions that I have a lot of people ask me is, are there really any companies who are in production with SDN now? And I've talked to a lot of companies who have it in pilots, who have it in test. From what you're seeing in your customer base, is SDN ready for prime time? Are customers really taking it into production, or are we still largely in that pilot or testing phase of the whole technology life?
Another excellent question. So for us, SDN is a mechanism that provides, you know, simplicity and economics and agility to existing use cases. So if you look at the network packet broker space, which is really in the monitoring environment, customers are deploying this today, but using a technology and architecture that is, you know, old school. And our approach is to bring these SDN and, you know, open networking hardware to solve the same problem. And so for that, we have a variety of customers in Fortune 500, in financial, in high tech, in mobile operator environment across both U.S. and internationally who have deployed the BigTap monitoring solution at scale. One customer has it deployed in over 16 data centers. So, so absolutely, you know, the solutions that that we are offering are production-grade solutions, mature SDN solutions for mainstream, normal-scale data centers. Same thing with Big Cloud Fabric. You know, we it's a fabric that can be used for big data. It can be used for virtual desktop environments, for building cloud infrastructures. And we have customers, you know, who are deploying this in production. So SDN does not need to look for new use cases and look for, you know, that it is too early to be deployed in a production environment. You know, there are scalable, resilient solutions out there, and a couple of them I mentioned from BigSwitch, which are ready to deploy solutions in production-grade environment.
Well, again, I want to ask a question based on your experience. Another thing that we hear fairly often is that SDN might be just fine, but it really is only applicable if you're running a network the size of, say, Bank of America's. What do you think about that? Is SDN really something that's going to be only useful for the very largest enterprise customers, or is this a set of technologies and a set of design principles that are going to be able to be useful down much further into the enterprise size scale, say down to mid-size enterprises?
Yeah, and you know, absolutely, we have to crush that myth. We are, you know, engaged with, for example, universities, very normal-sized data centers who are attracted to our solutions and would be deploying these solutions. We are looking at, you know, Fortune 2000 customers, mid-market customers in the areas of city, you know, governments who are, you know, attracted to these solutions. And let me give you an example of the size, right? It is really, the approach here is scale-out model, which means you can start small with few switches and keep growing without impacting the operational complexity or without increasing significantly your staff. The same staff can keep increasing the infrastructure as the need arises. So as an example, BigTap monitoring fabric, someone can start with as little as one or two switches to monitor, let's say, 50 to 100 10 gig and 40 gig links. And, you know, that's the max capacity of one switch is, you know, about 40 such links. And as you add more more equipment, as you would like to, you know, monitor broader set part of the data center, then you simply add a few more switches, you know, maybe 4 to 6 switches, and monitor the entire data center. If you have larger environments like the financials, you could, you know, monitor every row of racks within your data centers, and you may have 50 or 100 rows, and in that case, the solution would be 50 or 100 switch monitoring fabric solution. The beauty of this is that whether you start at 1 or 2 switches or 50 to 100 switches, if you end up with 50 or 100 switches, your operational experience remains the same, your operational cost remains the same. And that's the beauty of the SDN environment and the solutions that Big Switch offers. Similarly, Big Cloud Fabric, let's look at that example. You can start with as little as 2 racks. And in fact, we have a great kit, you know, starter kit for 2 racks, you know, a few top of rack switches and a couple of spine switches. And that's the most popular starter kit that we have today because folks want to start with 2 racks, understand how SDN helps them, and then they can grow up to, you know, today we support as large as a 16-rack solution. So the approach is really, you know, absolutely, you know, start in a very measurable way, in some cases safer areas like monitoring, and then grow as your need grows or as you become more and more comfortable with the technology.
You know, it's fascinating, as you were saying, talking about the number of links. I was thinking that just a couple of days ago, I was talking to someone who runs the IT infrastructure for a set of community colleges, and they were talking about provisioning 10 gig links out to their new wireless access points. So if you're looking at 10 mm-hmm. gig links, it seems like those are going to be much more common in what we normally, what we think of as very normal provisioning. Rather than simply in data center to data center or server to server provisioning, is that something that you think is going to happen and that you're talking about being able to handle for these smaller networks?
Exactly. We see that 10 gig is now going to be the new 1 gig. It's going to replace 1 gig. It is replacing in 1 gig in many areas. And so how do you bring a monitoring infrastructure that is cost efficient, you know, as the speed is going from 1 gig to 10 gig? And we believe SDN and open networking is the recipe that allows customers to, you know, increase their monitoring 3 to 4 folds because the networks are getting, you know, more denser and, you know, uptime is becoming more and more critical. So to be able to troubleshoot rapidly or to provide pervasive security monitoring is becoming very, very critical. And so, you know, monitoring at 10 gig and 40 gig is what, you know, it is no longer big boys play. You know, mid-market enterprises are moving to that environment.
Absolutely amazing. Well, you know, we're getting down towards the end of our time, and one of the things that you've talked about several times. Now, I want to talk to you just about this for a minute or two. You've mentioned the notion of open standards and the idea of OpenStack and the whole idea of an open infrastructure for software-defined networks. And that seems like one of those areas where a lot of the vendors have resisted that. It's been a long time since we've seen an area where there were so many competing proprietary standards as there have been in software-defined networking to this point. Do you think that we're going to get to a real point of interoperability and open standards definitions anytime soon?
It is, you know, really dependent on, you know, customers who are going to demand that infrastructure be open because they would like it to be interoperable. They would like to purchase hardware and then, you know, bring innovations in software. And they could have a variety of vendors with different innovation points that they would like to choose from software perspective. Vice versa, you know, they may like a particular software capabilities, but they may see innovations in hardware that they would like to consume for their next application infrastructure. And this flexibility they do not have today, and that's why there is such an addictiveness in the open networking environment. If you look at the announcements, right, not only we have the ODM manufacturers on the hardware side, but we are seeing, you know, Dell has been pioneering this. They're at the forefront of this. We also saw in December, Juniper announced an open networking switch, and most recently, HP. So we see this open networking trend is sort of the train has left the station, and this is going to be the norm because that's what the customers want. The key to this is it also going to, you know, bring not only simplicity, but reduce cost? And we believe it does. You know, when you have open networking infrastructure, we have seen that when you compare list pricing of traditional equipment and equipment leveraging or solutions leveraging SDN and open networking switches, that the difference can be, you know, 50%. And this is just the CapEx difference. And there is tremendous OpEx benefit that the solutions can bring to the customers. Automation, programmability, zero touch, all of these cool stuff that can be obtained that customers have never had the opportunity to do in the past. And so combination of simplicity and economics, we believe, are hugely important to customers, and therefore the openness, choice of vendors, no vendor lock-in, is going to be a critical component as we usher into, you know, the next 2 to 3 years with these open technologies. We are also seeing OCP driving standards such as open network install environment, so that you can install a variety of software on different hardware in an automated way. Open network Linux, a platform OS that Big Switches has been participating in and leading that effort. And that has been a key capability to, you know, enable the bare metal ecosystem, the open networking ecosystem, to accelerate. So combination of customer demand and the open communities, you know, contributions to the open networking revolution is going to, you know, it's to me, the train has left the station, and it's a matter of, you know, the legacy vendors jumping onto it at a particular point in time.
Well, Prashant, I'm afraid that we have run out of our time here. Do want to ask now, I know, as I said at the very beginning, you and your company are participating in the InteropNet, and I was wondering, are you aware, most companies do some education while they're there or participate in the Interop conference. Is your company going to be doing any of that, or are you going to be doing any of that?
Absolutely. We will be doing that. We will be doing that on the floor, and, you know, we will be offering customers a way to also join our remote online labs where they can try these capabilities if they're not able to do the hands-on right on the show floor.
Oh, outstanding. And also we ask all of our guests, we know that social media is huge. A lot of our guests have very large social media followings. Can people keep up with your thoughts on various topics on Twitter or any of the other social networks?
Absolutely. Big Switch has a Twitter feed. And we would be, you know, during the interop as well as prior and after, we would be, very, very active on Twitter and other social media channels.
Outstanding. Well, Prashant, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Curtis. It's been a pleasure.
That was Prashant Gandhi, who is the marketing leader for Big Switch Networks, one of the companies that is involved in the InteropNet at Interop Las Vegas. Now, as I said before, Interop Radio is just the regular weekly audio portion of Interop. Interop Las Vegas, Connecting the IT Community, will take place from April 27th through May 1st, 2015, at the beautiful Mandalay Bay Convention Center in Las Vegas. To get more information or to register, please go to www.interop.com, and if you want that great discount, then be sure to come to the description here at Blog Talk Radio and click on the link in our description. Now, coming up, we've got a lot of great Interop Radio. We have sessions from other Interop Net partners. We have sessions from our speakers in the conference. Lots more coming up. If you want to find out about these, then go ahead and keep track of what's going on at the Interop tab at informationweek.com and follow me on Twitter. That's at KG4GWA. I always tweet out the URLs about our radio shows. Well, for all of us here at Interop Radio, I'm Kurt Franklin saying thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.